This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎来到 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。我是冯菲菲。
And I'm Neil. Hi, everyone.
Is everything okay, Neil? You sound a bit annoyed this morning.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just a bit frustrated.I spent a few hours organising all of the books on my bookshelves last weekend. Then my wife decided to clean the shelves and put the books back in a mess. They're all out of order again now.
Oh, that is totally out of order.
Yeah, they're now totally out of order.
I'm talking about your wife, not the books.
Hey?
我是说你夫人也太不体谅你为整理书架所花费的时间了吧。她这么一来等于你的功夫白费了。She should have been more considerate.
Oh, I see. You mean out of order in a different sense. My books are out of order because they're disorganized. But my wife was out of order because she was inconsiderate.
That's exactly right. Let's listen to some other examples of how you could use this alternative meaning.
The referee in Saturday's football match was totally out of order. I couldn't believe he sent off our best player. He was obviously biased.
A passenger on the train this morning started shouting at me. She said I pushed her. I thought she was really out of order. I couldn't help it. The train just stopped so abruptly.
Who took my pen from my desk?It's the fourth time this week. This is out of order.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。在这期节目中，我们教给大家的短语是 out of order。这个短语经常会被用来描述东西没有条理、杂乱无章或顺序混乱。但它在英式口语中还常被用来描述一个人做事欠考虑、办事不妥、惹人讨厌。
Could you give us another example of this, Neil?
Well, I wrote a script last week which you said was rubbish. I thought that was a bit out of order.
Oh dear, I'm sorry if I offended you, Neil, but I think you might have misunderstood what I meant. When you printed it out and gave it to me, I couldn't read anything. There was ink all over it.Perhaps the printer was out of order.
And that's a third meaning of out of order.
是的 out of order 还可以描述一样东西发生故障坏了。
Well, that's all we have time.
Oh dear, it seems Feifei's mic is out of order. What she was trying to say was that's all we have time for this week. So join us again next week for more authentic real English. Goodbye.
Authentic real English.
From BBC Learning English.